This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, August 21st, 2015. Got a lot of news today. We're going to be talking about technologies of control. We look at this situation with immigration, and I talked about the Donald Trump policy paper on immigration. I think it's a great policy paper, quite frankly. I've been very critical of Donald Trump because of his personal background and because of the lack of detail in his immigration policies. He's obviously riding a wave of anger about the inactivity of our government, and there's a reason that both the Republicans and the Democrats aren't doing anything about it. We're going to talk about that. His plan addresses some of those reasons, but it goes off in one tangent and in a way that I don't agree with. We're going to take a look at his back and forth with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly agreed with him partially and disagreed with him partially. I disagreed with Bill O'Reilly 100%. I agreed with Trump partially and disagreed with him partially. The thing that concerns me is the thing that I see 90% nearly of American citizens supporting, and that is a giant wall. We're going to talk about what that looks like. The best place to understand what that looks like and what that is going to be, it's not going to be the kind of medieval wall that they built in China. That, of course, is going to be totally ineffective. You're not going to build a wall that's high enough or deep enough that's going to keep people out. They'll find a way in if you incentivize it. That's what we're talking about. But we're going to talk about how his plan removes some of the incentives. We're going to talk about some of the legal aspects because there's been a lot of back and forth about the term anchor baby. I think everybody enjoyed seeing Donald Trump push back on the politically correct questioner from the reporter telling him that what he wanted it to be termed. He says, no, I'll just use the term anchor baby. We're going to take a look at Hillary Clinton pushing back against the anchor baby, the hypocrisy of that. We're going to look at some more information about her emails. It turns out that some of these emails were born classified. That's right. They're the kinds of discussions going back and forth that were classified from the very beginning. People in the State Department know that if you're talking to someone who is a foreign head of state, those discussions are to be kept classified, period. But we're also going to take a close look at the post facto classification. They're saying, well, these were not classified when she put them on her private server. They were classified later. You know, we're going to talk to someone who was prosecuted for doing that very thing, having documents that were later classified. Thomas Drake, he's one of the whistleblowers from the NSA. We're not going to talk to him today, but we're going to talk to him on the Sunday shows. I want everyone to tune in on the Sunday show because this is a very important case. Like William Binney, he was one of the very important NSA whistleblowers. But unlike William Binney or the other NSA whistleblowers, they came after Thomas Drake in persecution, I would say, not a prosecution. But the means that they came after him was to say that he had documents that had been classified. They were not classified when he took them. They were not the kinds of documents like Hillary Clinton's documents that were, let's say, born classified, and that's not my term. That's the term of someone who actually does the classification, worked for the government throughout the Bush and Clinton administrations. He knows what he's talking about. So in Tom Drake's situation, he not only can talk to us about the dangers of a surveillance state, as William Binney can, but he can also talk to us about the hypocrisy of what is going on now. They went through everything to try to prosecute him. Now they're going in every way they can to excuse what Hillary Clinton is doing. We're also going to be talking when we come back about economic news. Global stocks are falling yet again on concerns about China. And the situation in Greece continues on. The prime minister has stepped down. They're going to have yet another referendum trying to get the people to tell them, as if he didn't already know, that they don't want a bailout for the banks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, August 21st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm going to be joined in the third hour by John Rappaport. And we've got a lot of news about immigration, of course, because this has been the thing that's really been fueling Donald Trump's run for the presidency. He's put out a detailed statement, and now people are talking about it. It basically breaks down into three different areas. He addresses some of the incentives for businesses to bring workers in. Part of that is the H-1B visa program. We're going to talk about that. I think he's absolutely right about that. It's good that he is bringing that in as part of the discussion. He also talks about anchor babies. I think he's absolutely right about that. We're going to talk about the back and forth that's going on, not only with the PC term, people saying we don't want you using the term anchor baby, just like they don't want people using the term illegal alien. We're going to talk about that, but also we're going to talk about the wall. And, of course, that seems to be the most popular aspect of his policy and the one that I disagree with the most. And let me tell you why. This is something that is a technology of population control. As I mentioned in the last segment, this is not going to be some kind of a medieval wall like the Chinese built, the Great Wall of China. That was built to keep out armies. But you're not going to keep people out one at a time if you incentivize them coming in, give them massive economic incentives. And, of course, those incentives are coming not only from big business, but they're coming from big government. The socialist welfare state is incentivizing this, of course. We see this happening by executive order. So there's a lot that could be done with executive order, which I didn't see on Donald Trump's plan, just in ending this deferred, the DACA plan, the Dreamer plan, not sending people back up to the age of 31. So there's a lot that could be done in terms of just undoing the executive orders, just enforcing the law as it stands. But, of course, the thing that people are supporting, and this is it has massive support, 70% of the people support a wall. Only 17% don't support that. So, you know, you've got about 80 to 90% of the people who want to have a wall at the border. You even have Bill O'Reilly talking to Donald Trump and saying, well, that's great because that could even help with our drug problem. What utter nonsense. Certainly you understand that we haven't been able to stop drug use after 40-plus years of the war on drugs. And it doesn't stop it to even put people in prison. You can't stop the flow of drugs into a prison. So are we going to turn the United States into a prison? Let me tell you how that looks. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. We're going to talk about the technologies of control, in particular the system that Hewlett-Packard, starting under Carly Fiorina, enacted in Israel to keep control of Palestinians. And, of course, it's not just Palestinians, but it's Israeli citizens who get the ID card as well. There's going to be consequences for everyone, not just those people who are the Ausländer, the outsider, the foreigner, okay? It's going to be for everybody. But take a look at what's going on. This is what we have to be careful of is the divide and conquer strategy. We have to be careful that this isn't going to lead to a race war with our rhetoric or with our policies. And, of course, that's exactly what is happening with the Black Lives Matter. We pointed out many times that George Soros' organization is funding the leadership of Black Lives Matter. He's not giving money to all these other people. They're feeding off of their frustration. We have an article up on Infowars.com. Black Lives Matter mob invades Central West End, busts out car lights, beats pedestrians. Here's a clip of that, what that sounds like, what it looks like. Make no mistake about it, that is really the purpose of the Black Lives Matter, what the Soros organization is pushing. They want to push a divide and conquer. They want to push a race war. We need to be very careful about that. The reason that they're doing this is because of the economic situation that everybody is concerned about. So let's talk about the economic news. That's why they're getting everything prepared for war abroad as well as war within. It's to distract people when everything hits the fan. Global stocks are falling farther on Chinese worries. They say a global stock rout intensified today, on Friday, on fresh worries about China's economy. This is from the Wall Street Journal. They say signs of a sharp slowdown in the world's second largest economy have unnerved investors since Beijing surprised markets last week by devaluing its currency. On Friday, an early gauge of China's factory activity fell to a 6.5-year low, keeping further pressure on stocks and commodities after Thursday's sell-off. They said it becomes ever more evident that China's economy is cooling off. Well, it's not that China's economy is cooling off. China's economy has been on fire because they've been taking all of the jobs and manufacturing from the rest of the world. They cannot sustain a 10% growth rate while the U.S. and the West are flat or negative, or perhaps in the best of times, a 1% growth rate. That cannot go on indefinitely. When they look at what's going on with oil, and they're talking about how oil is taking it down and the markets are taking it out, I don't think those are the sources of it. They're reflecting a weak economy that is global. When the Saudis can just maintain production level and you can see a massive plunge in the price of oil, that says that it's a demand problem. It's a problem all across the globe. They say with China's economy slowing and oil prices on track for their longest losing streak since 1986, there's fears that the global market's on the verge of a major turndown. No, of course they are. It's not just the stock markets. It's the entire world economy. That is why there is so much effort put into this divide and conquer strategy. Trying to create a race war here, trying to balkanize the United States with massive immigration. At the same time, they know that they can get reliable voters bringing people in and incentivizing that. And so the biggest thing we could do is to stop incentivizing massive immigration on the government side. And we need to put fees in on the business side. We need to raise the price of wages for people who are coming in with the H-1B visa program. That's one of the things that Donald Trump talked about that was absolutely right. And, of course, people have pointed out in articles that Donald Trump himself and his companies took advantage of the H-1B visa program, thousands of workers coming in. One of the most famous examples of that and the abuse of that was Disney recently, where they, in service jobs, brought in a bunch of workers from India, told the American workers who were there to train their replacements, and they were fired because they could bring the Indian workers in at a fraction of what they were paying the American workers. Now, the H-1B visa program was set up ostensibly to bring in foreign workers who had specialized skills, primarily technology. And you see a lot of this happening in Silicon Valley. We'll talk about that later when we get back to the immigration stuff. I don't want to get off on the immigration. I kind of got onto that a little bit with the H-1B visa program, but it allows them to bring people in and pay them a fraction. Even in Silicon Valley, they're not bringing in people that have special skills that they can't find elsewhere. They're bringing in tech workers and paying them about two-thirds of what they're paying the workers there. Typical workers, they're getting in the 90,000 level pay rate. They're bringing in foreign workers and paying them about 60,000. That's the reason they're bringing it in. So Donald Trump's solution is very simple. Just say that with the H-1B visa program, you're not going to be allowed to bring people in unless you pay them the same wage. That removes the incentive. That's what we need to be doing all over the place. We do not need to create a massive police state. We don't need to create another army of policemen and ICE, just as we've done elsewhere. We've already tripled the number of ICE agents after September 11th. We don't need to triple them again. So I disagree with that aspect of it. I disagree with the wall. And as I said, we'll talk about that in a bit. But we need to do things to disincentivize people coming in. And that's something that could be done a lot by a president. Again, getting back to economic news, I wanted to talk about Greece because Greece is still in the news. The prime minister quit yesterday, called an early poll. They say he was elected, of course, only in January. Now he has resigned so they can have an election. He's essentially making this a referendum on a third bailout. They already had a referendum on the first bailout, and every one of these bailouts has gone up exponentially in price to the Greek people. And the first bailout, they said no. So what is it about no you don't understand? He keeps coming back hoping that he's going to get some kind of a stamp of approval. I don't see that happening. Nevertheless, there are rebels within his party. They say that they're going to essentially push him out, maybe like we hope can happen with Boehner. And when I look at this, turmoil in Greece about the Syriza rebels forming a new party, and of course, that's the party of the current prime minister. I think about whether or not we have an opportunity to do that here in America with this election. Perhaps that is more important than the presidential race, because we have a Republican Party that has a leadership that has thoroughly sold out. They are indistinguishable from the Democrat Party. Would it be possible, you think, that we could, at the primary level, because once you get to the general election, it's going to be far too late. At the primary level, could we get rid of some of these rhinos in the Republican Party, the big government status? Could we have some new, fresh candidates who would come in and essentially have a revolution? Because quite frankly, no matter who you elect as president, unless you change the makeup of Congress and get some people in there who are not only willing to do something, but to do the right thing, because the Congress we have now has just abdicated all of its authority to the president, to the courts, to anyone. They don't do anything to the globalists who are writing the trade treaties. They don't do anything. At the primary level, we have a chance to have a revolution like they're trying to do in Greece. Can we get the deadwood out of our country? We'll see. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the anchor babies and the wall. We'll be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, August 21st, 2015. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the third hour with John Rappaport. As I mentioned at the top of the show on Sunday, we're going to have Thomas Drake join us. He's one of the NSA whistleblowers who, along with William Binney, resigned after they realized that the government was doing dragnet surveillance unconstitutionally. Unlike the other NSA whistleblowers, Thomas Drake was actually charged. They tried to put him in jail. They came after him with prosecutions for having documents that had been were not classified at the time he took them. They were classified later. Does that sound familiar? That's precisely the defense of Hillary Clinton, and yet they actually have had situations where they prosecuted people. I would say it was persecution. So we're going to talk to him about what the NSA is doing, why he resigned. We're also going to talk about how differently he was treated than Hillary Clinton. A very important story. That's going to be on Sunday. Later today, John Rappaport will be joining us. I wanted to get to the immigration stories here because there's been a lot of back and forth about the anchor baby issues. And before I get to that, I want to let you know that we have a sale today on Silver Bullet. For a limited time only, you can get 30% off of one Silver Bullet, or you can get two and buy two and get two free. Silver Bullet is our powerful colloidal silver product that is both free of artificial additives, is perfect for your preparedness supply. It's concentrated to 30 parts per million and a pure base of deionized water. There's a reason listeners have dubbed Silver Bullet as their preparedness silver. So right now at InfoWarsLife.com, you can get one bottle for 30% off, or you can buy two and get two free. That's 50% off. That's for a limited time only, and you'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now I want to play a clip of this reporter who was coming after Donald Trump over his use of the term anchor baby. And, of course, one of the things that is making Donald Trump so popular is he's not playing the political correctness game. And certainly I applaud that. Let's play this clip. Okay, we don't have that clip ready just yet. But basically the reporter is trying to come up with he says, you don't like the term anchor baby? You don't think that's politically correct, even though everybody's using it? And the reporter says, what do you want me to say? Let's play that clip and you can hear it.
You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it? All right, so you know what? Give me a different term. What else would you like to say?
The American-born child of an undocumented immigrant.
Oh, you want me to say that? Okay, I said, no, I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby.
He uses this long phrase he wants them to use. He says, no, I'll just use the term anchor baby. Well, Jeb Bush got called on that as well. And, you know, this is reported from Politico. They say that Jeb Bush doesn't want birthright citizenship to go away, but he is calling for stronger enforcement for people who use it, who abuse it, should say. In other words, Jeb Bush isn't going to build a wall. He's going to sit on a fence when it comes to immigration. That's the bottom line with Jeb Bush. But then it got even better because Hillary Clinton called out Jeb Bush on using the term anchor baby. I guess she knows better than to call out Donald Trump. So Twitter users called out Hillary Clinton and they said, how about calling it a clump of anchor cells? Because Hillary Clinton has undying support for Planned Parenthood, no matter how horrific these videos get. And of course, we just had the latest video that showed a child that was moving on the operating table. And that is the consequence of this, moving the arm, moving their leg, and beating heart. And this is what Hillary Clinton cannot find any way to criticize this. She would just basically call it a clump of cells. So, yeah, you're going to talk about babies. Let's talk about maybe we should call them a clump of anchor cells. Well, of course, the left is pushing back, and even people on the right are pushing back. He went on to the O'Reilly show, Donald Trump did, to talk about his program. And let's play the one about the 14th Amendment first, guys. I said we'd play the other one first. Let's play the one about the 14th Amendment, because Bill O'Reilly says that he knows what's in the 14th Amendment. Now, neither he nor Donald Trump actually talked about what the 14th Amendment says. But this is what Bill O'Reilly had to say about the 14th Amendment and about removing anchor babies.
Bill, I think you're wrong about the 14th Amendment, and frankly, the whole thing with anchor babies and the concept of anchor babies, I don't think you're right about that.
I can quote it. You want me to quote you the amendment? If you're born here, you're an American. Period.
period.
But there are many lawyers. Many lawyers are saying that's not the way it is.
Yeah, he's saying if you're born here, you're a citizen, period. Period. No, actually, if you read it, it's a comma. It's a qualifying phrase there. Subject to their jurisdiction. Stay with us when we come back. I'll explain what that means.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the third hour with John Rappaport. I want to go back and talk a bit more about Donald Trump's immigration program because I think there's a lot that's good in it. There's some that I think is wrong with it, and we'll talk about both of those aspects. But as far as anchor babies go, I think what he has to say about this is something that we need to talk about publicly. We need to have this national discussion about one of the incentives, one of the things that are that we've come to accept in as being laws, being constitutional, that I don't really believe is constitutional, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the abuse, and Donald Trump pointed this out when he talked to Bill O'Reilly. There's an article on Breitbart, says an immigration attorney says that anchor babies are now big money business in the United States, $99,000 per sale. So these immigration attorneys are getting people to come over. They're working with people in China and other countries. This isn't something that is just coming in from Central America, but they're having people coming in from China who are willing to pay $99,000 to have their baby in the United States, foreign parents who are not citizens. Then they use that child to get themselves into the country. Now, there's an article pushing back against this whole idea. They say anchor babies are a myth. This is an article from Forbes magazine back in 2014. There's a lot of pushback, understand, from both the left and the right, because both the left and the right, the leadership of both the left and the right, want open borders. You have to understand that. So we're seeing this kind of pushback from both of those sectors. Now, what they say in this article on Forbes back in 2014, they say you may not be aware that the mere birth of a child in North America does not guarantee the child nor the parents the right to live in the United States or Canada, at least not until the child reaches the age of majority. Put another way, the family can be and often is removed from the U.S. or Canada even if they have a native-born child because they do not have lawful status in the country. Well, that's why Obama enacted the Dreamer Act, the DACA Act. That's something that a president could easily remove because that's his executive order. That's his policy. That is not the law. But that's precisely why they extended that to children up to the age of 31. Children up to the age of 31. Let that sink in. Now, they say once a child reaches the age of 21, in the case of the United States, 18 in the case of Canada, that child can return to North America and sponsor their parents to legally immigrate into the country. That's why we talk about it being an anchor baby situation. That's why the parents are willing to pay an immigration attorney $99,000 to do that, because then they can come here and they can live in America as citizens. They can also get onto the welfare state rolls because we do not have any conditions that people need to be able to support themselves before they come here. And of course, that's in Donald Trump's immigration policy as well. I think it's very important for us to look at these policies. Donald Trump has a very detailed immigration policy. Scott Walker has a very detailed policy about how he would change Obamacare. A lot of very good articles. I don't support Donald Trump or Scott Walker. I don't trust Donald Trump personally, and you have to trust that somebody is actually going to do what they say. And because of his past and because of other issues, I personally don't trust him. But I think it's important to have these policy issues. That's why I think it's very important for Rand Paul to be in. Rand Paul is the only candidate who is talking about civil liberties, about dragnet surveillance. I think it's important for us to look at real policies, to have candidates who are talking about issues that other candidates won't talk about, offering detailed solutions that other candidates are not offering. So it's important for us to take a look at the immigration policies of Donald Trump. What's right with it? What's wrong with it? Now, The Guardian also pushes back and says this is a history of futile conservative attempts to repeal the law. And this is what they say. They say that because of nativist angst, supporters of the 14th Amendment measure expressly argued that it would apply to children of immigrants, and the amendment was ultimately enacted in 1868. Now, think about that. They say people were concerned about this. There was nativist angst. In other words, people were xenophobic. They didn't want foreigners to come in. They say the targets were mostly at the time Chinese or Roma immigrants. And so they passed an amendment that would make this come in? No, exactly the opposite of that. When they passed this amendment, because of that nativist angst, they explicitly said that the 14th Amendment did not make children born here of foreign parents citizens. They expressly pointed that out. Let's take a look at the history of the 14th Amendment. Because at the time that it came out, there was also a Civil Rights Act of 1866. Now, understand that the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendment were not there to discuss issues of citizenship primarily. These were all there to address the issue of the newly freed slaves. First of all, the 13th Amendment freed the slaves. It wasn't Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. That was done, I think, in 1863. The 13th Amendment was passed after the war. There were still slaves in many of the northern and border territories after the war. The Emancipation Proclamation said that slaves in the areas in rebellion were freed, but it didn't free the slaves in Missouri, for example, where U.S. Grant, Ulysses Grant, the general of the Union Army, still had slaves that were held by his family. Those were not freed until later. The 13th Amendment freed the slaves. The 14th Amendment gave them civil rights, and the 15th Amendment gave them voting rights. Now, when they passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866, at first the president refused to sign it. Then they came back, they overrode his veto. Still, others argued that Congress didn't have constitutional power to enact the 14th Amendment or to give civil rights to the newly freed slaves. That's why they passed the 14th Amendment, so that they could have these civil rights. And they made it very clear when they talked about it. They said, well, I know you're concerned that the newly freed slaves are going to be voting. Don't worry. That's not going to happen. Voting is going to be determined on a state-by-state level. That also doesn't mean that they're going to sit on juries. It also doesn't mean that their kids are going to be able to go to school. That's what they said at the time. That's why they did a 15th Amendment later. You understand how this incrementally ran out, how they applied this gradually through these different processes. That's why we have three different amendments all done at about the same time. But if we look at the Civil Rights Act of 1866, we see a summary there. This is of the fellow who introduced the bill in the House of Representatives, a congressman. It was written by a senator, Lyman Trumbull, and James F. Wilson introduced it into the House of Representatives. And he says it provides for the equality of citizens of the United States and the enjoyment of civil rights and immunities. It used very similar language to the 14th Amendment in terms of talking about citizenship. But the Civil Rights Act of 1866 said that in addition to being born on U.S. soil, the children could not be subject to any foreign power. In other words, they could not be the subjects of another country. That's what that means. That means they could not be citizens of another country. And so when they put it in the 14th Amendment, they turned it around the other way. They said if the parents are subject to the jurisdiction of the states, in other words, if they are Americans. And when Bill O'Reilly says that's what it says, period, he's not looking at the actual text because there's a comma there. It says people born in the United States are citizens, comma, subject if they're subject to their jurisdiction of the states. It's essentially the same thing the Parallel Act of 1866 said, that they had to be not subjects of a foreign country. The 14th Amendment then said they have to be, their parents have to be citizens of one of the United States. You understand that these two things were written at the same time. We have comments from the senators, from the congressmen who wrote this. We can see this from the two parallel acts that the intention was clearly to give citizenship to the newly freed slaves and not to allow foreigners to have to become citizens, when to have their children become citizens if they were born in this country. That's precisely what it was meant to do. Then the Supreme Court enters. In 1898, there was a Supreme Court decision, United States versus Wong Kim Ark. Now, this was a man who, after he grew up, he came back and wanted to enter the country. And there were immigration controls for people from China at that time. But he said, I was born here in the United States. And they said, yes, but your parents were foreigners. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court gave us the interpretation that is now being used to create this anchor baby situation. And we have to ask, are we going to allow the Supreme Court to have the final say on everything? That is the fundamental issue that we need to address, because we're seeing over and over again, especially in the recent Supreme Court decisions, they're not arguing the points of law even. They see themselves as representatives of public opinion. No, that's what the House of Representatives are for. That's what the senators are for. That's not the purpose of the Supreme Court. The senators were actually supposed to represent the sensitivities of the state, but that changed with a constitutional amendment. We have elected representatives who are supposed to represent the wishes of the people with their laws. The Supreme Court is supposed to look at the intention and the wording of the of the Constitution and make their rulings. But we see instead that what they're doing is ruling on the wishes of the people, and our elected representatives are just sitting there passively doing nothing. Let's go on to this next clip here that where Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly were talking about Donald Trump's immigration policy. Guys, let's do the one about the wall, because O'Reilly really loves the wall. And I want to talk about the consequences of that, because he's not the only one who really loves the wall. Donald Trump wants to put a wall in. He says, of course, the Chinese did it. They did it a couple of thousand years ago, so we can build an even better wall than the Chinese did. Yeah, we can. We've got much better technology. We can build a total population control grid using biometrics, using the latest technology. And we're going to talk about what that looks like, and we're going to talk about the dangers of what that looks like. Something like that is already in use. We could call it a beta test for America. It's being done in Israel, and we're going to talk about what that looks like. In the case, the particular case, interestingly enough, it's done by Hewlett-Packard. It began while Carly Fiorina was CEO at Hewlett-Packard. We're going to talk about what those biometric controls look like. But, of course, the survey from Rasmussen says that 70% of likely Republican voters agree with Donald Trump to build the wall. They say that 17% of voters disagree, 13% are undecided. So you've got only 17% who disagree with this, who think this is not a good idea. One of the people, however, who agrees with Donald Trump, who thinks it's a great idea, of course, is Bill O'Reilly. Let's play that clip now.
The strongest part of your immigration plan, in my opinion, is the wall. I think it's a doable thing. Rudy Giuliani came in here, and you can do it. And that would cut down a lot of the illegal immigration, and not only that, the drug trafficking, which is out of control. So I support the wall.
Okay. So it's going to cut down drug trafficking, right? And as I pointed out earlier in the show, if you can't keep drugs out of prisons, and they have so many drugs in prison that you have hundreds of drug overdose deaths a year in federal prison, force is not going to work with immigration any more than it has worked with the war on drugs. Tripling the number of ICE agents, giving people ID cards, building a wall, none of that is going to stop it as long as the incentives are there. As long as business is drawing in cheap labor, as long as the government is bringing people in for its socialist control agenda. What we're going to wind up with if we do this, we really will literally create a prison state. And I want you to take a look at this report. This is something from an organization, Who Profits. And they're looking at the technologies of control, in particular the case of Hewlett-Packard. Now, Hewlett-Packard has put in place in Israel, in the occupied territories, and on the West Bank areas, they have put in biometric monitoring equipment. They have a system that is called the Basel system, B-A-S-E-L. It was something that was originally developed by Ross Perot's company long after Ross Perot left, EDS Israel. They're now an HP company. They're the prime contractor of this. It's automated biometric access control system. It's installed and maintained by Hewlett-Packard at checkpoints throughout the occupied territories. Now, what you have with this is a magnetic card with biometric information about you. Since 2005, it has been mandatory for every Palestinian who requests a permit to enter Israel. And let's talk about what this looks like when they come into this area here. There's a description of the process that they go through. And let me ask you, if you would like to live like this, because understand that it is not only the Palestinians who are getting national ID cards, it's also the Israelis who have national ID cards. Of course, they're not going through as much of the inspections as the Palestinians are. They say the checkpoints now have been undergoing a process of privatization because they look too militarized. So they want it to look a little bit more friendly. So it aims to turn the newly constructed checkpoints into terminals that look like international borders. In other words, it looks like TSA. How would you like to have TSA everywhere? You want to triple the number of ICE agents? Do you realize how many times ICE agents are engaging people hundreds of miles from the border? Up to 100 miles, they say, is open territory. So they set up checkpoints. They set up roadblocks. And they ask you for your ID. Now, they say, by modernizing the checkpoints in Israel and relying heavily on technology, Israel hopes to project a humanized image of its treatment of Palestinians. So let's talk about the process. The process is carried out in corridors containing small rooms whose walls are made of unidirectional glass. The security officer stands behind the glass and calls the examinee into the first room over a microphone. After the examinees are told to leave the personal belongings in the first room, they leave the room, the door is locked behind them, and the security officers appear and then go through your personal things. Once he's left, the examinees are then again called over the microphone, move on to the next room in the corridor, where they're then told to drop their magnetic cards into a bowl, pass it through a small window to a computerized screening station. At that point, they put the card in, and they look at the biometric identifiers on there in order to examine their face, their fingerprints, and anything else that they can take a look at. This is not what we want to have happen in the United States. Of course, this is. Let's talk about the walls, the separation wall. They say 85% of the walls are behind the West Bank. However, it includes not only a watchtower, but a buffer zone, electric fences, sensors, surveillance cameras. This is what you're talking about when you're talking about setting up a wall at the border. You're talking about turning America into a prison state. You're talking about turning the Western United States into the West Bank. You need to think about this because we've got Republicans. All Republicans running for president, essentially, except I think for Rand Paul, are supporting a wall. Maybe he even supports it. I'm not sure. I haven't heard him say. We have to get past this. We have to not support this. 70% of the Republicans support this.
You know,
stay
the
with
smart
it.
Way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. John Rappaport is going to be joining us in the third hour. We've been talking about Donald Trump's immigration policy. There's much to like about it. One of the things that I don't like about it seems to be the thing that is most popular with GOP voters, and that is the wall that he would build. I'm trying to make the case to the GOP voters, to the people who think that you can come up with a simple solution like this, that it is going to have incredibly bad consequences for our freedom. I agree with the policies that Donald Trump has that would remove financial incentives for businesses to bring people in, essentially revising the H-1B program, the visa program, that would mean that they can bring foreign workers in if they can't find somebody that has those particular skills, but they're going to have to pay them the prevailing rate. They're not going to be able to use it to pay people two-thirds of what they pay American workers, and that's the way that it's been abused right now. That's a good thing. We also need to talk about the anchor baby situation, about the whole idea of birthright citizenship, foreign parents coming to this country, not becoming American citizens, having a child here, and then coming back at a later date to live in America. We need to talk about that anchor baby situation. We talked about the history of that and how I don't believe that there's a strong legal case in spite of the Supreme Court decision. We've seen this over and over again. Of course, we had a Supreme Court decision that said that abortion was a right of privacy. They invented that right of privacy, and they ignore our Fourth Amendment protections that are being violated all the time by our government. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And, of course, Hillary Clinton calls Jeb Bush on using the term anchor baby and says, it's a baby, to which there was a storm of Twitter replies saying, maybe you should call it a clump of anchor cells, because Hillary Clinton supports Planned Parenthood without exception and what they're doing. Before we get back to looking at the wall and some of the consequences for this and how it's going to be used, I want to let you know that we have Survival Shield X2 back in stock. This hour of the Alex Jones Show is made possible by your support of the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We have over 400 reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of the people there would recommend it to friends and to families. Let me read you one of those reviews of Survival Shield X2. This is from Kat in Ohio. Says, there's nothing at all like this, according to my doctor. He's going to get him some as well. He was so impressed at how it made him feel, and just so much better the old way. They say he was impressed by it. They wanted to give me double what I paid for it so he could have it now. I kept my bottle and showed him how to order. He and I are so grateful that Alex Jones goes out of his way to make sure the quality of all he is selling. You can see a lot of these reviews. You can take a look at what people say that it has done for them, different conditions that they say that it has helped them with. But take a look at it. See if it is something that is right for you. Of course, we all know that our body needs iodine, and we don't see it supplemented in many of our foods now. That's been removed. So this is a way that you can supplement it with a very, very high-quality source, the highest quality iodine that you can find. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Now, going back to this report, and as I pointed out, if we build a wall, it's not going to look like the Great Wall of China necessarily. A wall like that is not going to work. As long as you've got incentives, of course, people are going to come in one at a time. What we're looking at is we're going to eventually get to a situation where we have high-tech electronic control, technologies of control. We've talked many times about autonomous self-driving cars. That's something we should all be very concerned about. That is a major technology of control. We're moving forward with that. But there's also an opportunity for them to use these technologies of control to say that we have to vet to see whether or not you are an American citizen. Of course, part of Donald Trump's program would say that he's going to rely more on E-Verify. Most of the Republicans like that. That is a horrible idea. That makes everyone subject to the approval of Homeland Security in order to get a job. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a personal experience of someone I knew who lost their job because they didn't E-Verify. And they've been here with their family for many generations. We'll be right back.
Supermail Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.